95.3 Gorilla.
All right, Lauren Moraski's got some of the juicy stuff for us today. Lauren, what's up in showbiz?
Details about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding continue to trickle out. Us Weekly cites a source who says it felt intimate despite there being 1,000 guests. Insiders say that once the reception started, Taylor could be seen dancing nonstop, though we're still anxiously awaiting a real glimpse of the couple's wedding looks. One insider dished that both the bride and groom wore white and that Taylor's dress featured a very long train. Star Magazine is sparking rumors between lovebirds Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau, with one source claiming that they're at odds over their lifestyle approaches. An insider spills that even Katy would admit she's a little addicted to being catered to. She can't really get anything done without an assistant, the source says, and Justin doesn't operate that way at all. And finally, Matt Damon opens up about filming the new Christopher Nolan film, The Odyssey, noting how his wife and four daughters had to sacrifice a lot too while he was away filming the long movie. He revealed that they came and visited him a lot on set.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today, ladies, this one's for you, okay? We're talking about why you take guys back. Okay, you know, I think a lot of people have been in this scenario before where you're in a relationship and for whatever reason, don't want to assume, but for whatever reason, you split up. Maybe it's his fault, very much so. Maybe it's not. Maybe you just decide to go your separate ways. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Why do you then take that same guy back later? Why do you do that? That's what I want to know today. It's National Take Him Back Day. That's why. No, I'm not making this up. This is a real thing. Why do you take guys back that you've previously been in a relationship with? And as expected, the phone lines are blinking. They're going blinky blinky. Who's first? This is Lisa. Lisa, good morning. You're up first.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
I think it's because you realize how much you really need that person and you can give them a second chance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, did you not realize that before? I don't know. I guess that makes sense. I guess. National Takesies Backsies Day. Why do you give a guy a second chance? Why do you go back with a guy that you've already dumped? Chelsea, next up. Go for it.
According to my sister, it's because we're stupid.
Oh, Chelsea. Oh, and she just hung up. Amazing. Amazing. I love it. Who's next? Good morning.
Hi. You were asking about the why do we go back to him?
Yeah, like after your relationship ends with a guy, why do you then either take him back or go back to him, or why do you start again?
I can sum it up in one word, and that's stupidity. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Very sad news. Yesterday, we learned that Bonnie Tyler, behind Total Eclipse of the Heart and Holding Out for Hero from Footloose, she passed yesterday at 75. Here's a clip of Bonnie actually talking about her favorite lyric from Total Eclipse of the Heart.
What's your favorite line? Can you give us your favorite verse from the song?
I need you more than ever, and if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever.
Bonnie Tyler passing on Wednesday at 75. Meanwhile, Keith Richards just keeps on keeping on. Here he is talking about maybe the secret to living long.
What do you put it down to? You know, there's the longevity of the Stones. If you could, you've outlasted everyone.
Healthy living and go to bed early. Yeah, there's nothing like it. That's the formula. Be a good boy.
Healthy living and going to bed early. Okay, Keith. Healthy living when? Healthy living now? Were you living healthy back in the 70s? I don't know, man. Meanwhile, NASA is looking for subjects for a year-long space study. Have you heard about this?
NASA is looking for 4 volunteers willing to spend a year in a simulated space habitat. The Moon and Mars Exploration Analog will take place at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. It'll mimic conditions that astronauts are expected to experience. It'll have 2 isolated habitats, a spacecraft and a base facility with a workspace, living area, and sleeping quarters.
Translation, they go along. Lock you in a room for a year. I'm gonna pass. Cause like you know they're gonna have the astronaut food in there too, right? It's gonna be like freeze-dried peanuts and stuff. Like, no thanks. And finally today, a Chicago man trying to break a really bizarre Guinness World Record. Did you hear this?
25-year-old Sam Farber tried to break a Guinness World Record for the fastest 10-meter walk while holding a balloon between his knees.
Fastest 10-meter walk while holding a balloon between his knees. What is this? Practicing running to the bathroom? What is that?
It's time to go back Here's today's flashback freakout.
Mavis Staples is how old today? How old? She'll take you there. Mavis is 87 years old today. Happy birthday to Miss Staples. On this day back in 1965, the Stones started a four-week run at number one with one of the best songs ever written. You think you know what that is? I'll tell you what it is in just a second. On this day back in 1978, World News Tonight premiered on ABC. Yeah, I thought that was kind of strange. World News Tonight premiering in 1978, not like 1938. I guess that was a latecomer to the pack. July 10th today is National Pina Colada Day. If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. Might have to do both of those today, actually. If you're not into yoga. Okay, I don't like this next one. This next one makes me feel old. Lil' Kim, the rapper? You know Lil' Kim. She's 51 today. Oh my God. Come through with the money in the guard bags. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. Straight out the gate, Lil' Kim, 51. That just doesn't even seem possible. On this day back in 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published.
I'll have to read March's book. And I swore never to read again after To Kill a Mockingbird gave me no useful advice on killing mockingbirds. It did teach me not to judge a man based on the color of his skin. But what good does that do me?
There's always a Simpsons clip, right? All right, did you get this right? Do you have the answer? What song from the Stones went number one on this date, July 10th, 1965? You got it? I'm going to give you one more second to guess. On this date back in 69, Bowie released Space Odyssey, just 9 days before Apollo 11 landed on the moon. You remember this? This is ground control to Major Tom. Of course you do. I know you do. Yeah, that came out just a few days before the moon landing. And here's your answer. What went number one? Oh, yeah. Let's find that satisfaction. It's the Stones. I can't get no satisfaction. Yeah, that song went number one on this date all the way back in 1965. That was 61 years ago today. There's your flashback freakout. Have a wonderful weekend.